Your teen requested a ride, but this time not from you. It's through their Uber teen account. You drive your teenager around a lot to their friend Jacob's house, their other friend Jake's house, to James's, to Jaden's, to Jalen's, to...
Mom, this is Jake's house, not Jacob's.
Now with an Uber teen account, your teen can request a ride under your supervision. They'll ride with a highly rated driver, and with live trip tracking, you'll follow along the whole ride to their friends' houses that all sound the same. Add your teen to your Uber account today. See app for details.
Bye, Mom.
Welcome to Nintendo Dads, episode 454, recorded on November 23rd, 2023. On tonight's episode, well, folks, it's the yearly Canada Takeover episode. That's right, the rest of the team are enjoying Thanksgiving holidays, and of course, I'm running shop. So we're going to talk about all the sweet Nintendo cyber deals that you need to know about, why there's a new NSO rating, and, well, I'm going to be honest, not a lot more, because it's the holiday week, so it's pretty quiet in the world of Nintendo, but... Well, there's tons of questions from you, the community, and we're going to talk about it. So, guys, let's jump right into it. The bumper that I had that was supposed to play is now not playing. You are the worst! Wait, there it is. That is right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Oh no, what is going on? I'm getting double mic. Double mic. Hold on just one second. There we go. Hopefully that's better. I just saw OBS giving me the double mic. Folks, listen, I am your host today, Justin Masson, running the soundboard, running the everything today. Again, of course, if you are in the U.S., big thank you or big congratulations, big way to go. Yay, it's Thanksgiving for you. I hope that everything is Thanksgiving-rific. I hope that you are enjoying some stuffing and turkey and family goodies and whatever that means. Marty was posting a photo of his... his pumpkin dump cake upside down. I saw that. That doesn't look great. To be honest with you, I'm sure it tastes delicious, as a lot of food from the South typically does. But was not a thing for me. I saw some of the Macy's Day Parade that occurred. Obviously, that's a big thing for the U.S. as well. And so, good for you. Good for you today. To be spending time with your families, maybe watching some of the football, enjoying each other's company, celebrating what you are truly thankful for, and then tomorrow, actively pushing people through hallways and malls in a form of high-end capitalism to show other people how much you love them to get the best Black Friday's deal. So I wish you a happy journey on that time. Up here, it's just what we call a Thursday. And so that's where we are, folks. Again, happy U.S. Thanksgiving. Hey, just before we jump in the show, I want to say this. A lot of people reached out to me, and I want to say thank you. I had a lot of people who reached out and said, hey, I know it's a solo show. I'm happy to jump on. I know it's just, you know, it's a Canadian takeover. Why don't we have some of the Canadian members of our community jump on? Hey, why don't you bring on Sean? I had a couple people who raised their hand and said, hey, I would also be happy to be on. I'm going to be very honest with you. Thank you so much for those offers. Those were absolutely amazing. And I would have loved to have my life together to be able to properly invite someone onto a show, have everything mapped out in regards to timing and done well. Right now, this week has been bonkers for me. And so if truth be told, I had the day off today and I was trying to find time to do this podcast, to record it. And it is, interestingly enough, this is actually about the same time that we record the show every week, which is kind of crazy, but, life was just busy the last week and I just couldn't find the ability. And I didn't feel like I could be consistent to know when I was going to record, when I was going to be available, and when I was going to find time. Truth be told, today I took the day off. I work for an American company, so having Thanksgiving off, like the entire organization is off on Thanksgiving. So as a Canadian, like nothing happens at my place of work essentially for an entire 2 days, which is fine. Usually I do like some reports and do some, business stuff as you do. But I had some extra, I still have some holidays kicking about. So I was like, I'll take today off and do some putting around the house, doing some chores as you do, you know. So I went down to the passport office this morning, the Canadian passport office, to renew my daughter's passports, which was something to do. And then the dog got dropped off for a haircut, and then went and gave plasma. That's a thing we do here in Canada. We also don't get paid for that either. That's free healthcare, right? So today was just like a running around day. I brought the Christmas tree up and got the Christmas tree set up. My wife and I are going away this Saturday for 4 days away. We're having a nice kind of mini vacation. We're going up to Banff and staying out there for 4 days, 3 or 4 days. So it's just kind of like prepping all the house for that. And then my mom's coming down and my stepfather to watch our daughters while we're gone. So it's just felt like chaos around my life right now. So that is all to say, if I had my life together properly or in order, I would have loved to have someone else come on the show as opposed to just me doing a solo show. So I hope that I just want to say, I see you, I recognize, and I appreciate everyone who asked. And it is not a you thing. It is a me thing. I promise you that. I promise you that. Yeah, folks. So that's where we are today. So we're going to go through some of the news. Not a lot of news. You got a lot of questions that came in, which I'm happy to answer a bunch of questions. I'll probably rant a bit. As you can tell, I am literally using everything. I'm using all of my technologies available to me to make this show go today. I have got my sound, my Stream Deck sound streaming. You press the button to make the sounds like this one. There it is. Here's the thing. Here's the other reality. That took a really long... I pressed the button and there was like a 5 second delay. I don't know if I have to update my Stream Deck. Who knows? Here I am. I digress. Well, folks, let's jump into the news, shall we? There's not a lot of news, but let's jump right into it.
Your teen requested a ride, but this time not from you. It's through their Uber teen account. You drive your teenager around a lot to their friend Jacob's house, their other friend Jake's house, to James's, to Jaden's, to Jalen's, to...
Mom, this is Jake's house, not Jacob's.
Now with an Uber teen account, your teen can request a ride under your supervision. They'll ride with a highly rated driver, and with live trip tracking, you'll follow along the whole ride to their friends' houses that all sound the same. Add your teen to your Uber account today. See app for details.
Bye, Mom.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy Nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
That is such a sad state of affairs that that poor machine there. Hold on a second. I'm gonna see if maybe it's the fact that I have it running through an aux cable. Hold on. This is live technical sound. I'm having it run through an aux cable. I'm having it run through a USB hub. So I'm gonna wonder if maybe that resolves that issue. We're gonna try that again. All right. Let's see, because it was super dodgy on mine. Let's see. Here's the news. I'm going to say that wasn't a lot better. Not a lot better, but I digress, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, the news is brought to you by you over at patreon.com/NintendoDads. That's how the show is put together, right? We appreciate their support. We appreciate your support to help us do these things. And of course, the show is also supported by Manscaped. And if you don't want to hear our ads, and I totally get it, you can head over to patreon.com/NintendoDads. And it's for as little as $1 a month. Just $1 a month, we send you the ad-free version. That means you get no ads. Unless, like last week, we did keep the ad in because I absolutely lost my mind doing the ad read for Manscaped. And that was like so behind the curtain of I don't read the ad reads beforehand. I literally just, or the copy. The copy comes up and I just start reading. And so I don't process typically what's being said. And Manscaped likes to push the boundaries sometimes. So I hope none of you minded that ad read stayed in there. As we had a bit of a laugh about that. So typically it's ad-free. That one was a little bit of a bonus. But yeah, hey, dollar a month ad-free. Big thanks to everyone who supports us over on Patreon. Legitimately, just helps us fund things, keeps our lights and our mics going on, allows for us to do stuff like I went to Nintendo Live this year, PAX West, providing footage and coverage. That helps augment those costs or alleviate some of those costs, right? So those are awesome when we met together for our episode 400. All of those things, giveaways in our community, all of those things. So we're just so thankful for your support. And I know that the times are tough. And so we appreciate that you continue to do that, and especially in this season as well. Speaking of Patreon, I do want to give a shout out to a new Patreon member, Mr. Matthew Waldeck. That's right. Jesse's son, Matt, is supporting us now over on Patreon. Apparently, he feels like he's got to pay his dad. You know, that's a really weird way to do that. But here we are. Here we are. And so, Matt, thanks so much. I've hung out with Matt before, of course, being Jesse's son. Not me being Jesse's son, but Matt being Jesse's son. Every time I've gone out in KC, typically brought my 3DS back when I first met them, or my Switch. And that guy is a Pokemon master. Let me tell you, he's spitting rhymes about Pokemon that I have no idea what's going on, which is most of the time that Jesse talks about Pokemon. Also, I have zero clue what's going on. But hey, thanks so much to Matt for joining us as well. All right, folks, let's jump into the news, will we? I'm going to hit you with like the really quick pieces of news. People who renew or start a 12-month NSO or NSO expansion subscription by December 6th will be getting double the My Nintendo Gold points. So that'll be 20% instead of 10%. And this is great if you are renewing your NSO like I just did. I think this applies to me. I'm actually going to go straight over to. And here we go, folks. If you're listening just to the podcast, I am recording a video live, and so I'm going to be flipping over to websites here. So I'm on My Nintendo News right now, and so let's just check it out here. And Nintendo of America has confirmed that anyone who purchases or renews Nintendo Switch Online or the higher tier Switch Online expansion is eligible to receive 20% in My Gold points, which can be used to money off eShop. So limited time deal only applies to a 12-month subscription. And Nintendo of America offered something similar. Nintendo of America says that any purchases or renewals on the Nintendo eShop or My Nintendo Store must be made by December 6th, and the codes purchased from retail must be redeemed by December 6th as well. That's fantastic. I think if we all did our, you know, when we did our monthly or yearly renewals, like I did for mine for Nintendo Switch Online, it occurred at the beginning of November. So I'll take additional, right? That cost me $100. So 100 Canadian, because I have the family plan. And so, sure, great, awesome, cool. I'll take 20% more coins. So I don't know what that really gets me in the end, but we'll take that. So that's a great thing. Awesome, love that. Nothing wrong with that at all. So hopefully that's there for you. I'm going to check out what else we got here in the news. I didn't write the news document, by the way, this time. I never do, by the way. I used to, but I don't anymore. Mr. Jesse Waldeck pulled this all together for me, which I appreciate. Hey, keeping with My Nintendo News, because I want to give them the opportunity for some clicks and share. So if you are, you know, wanting to spend your time and follow along, head over to My Nintendo News. And we have got the article that I want to share with you today is that Japan is to get a 18-plus N64 NSO app on November 30th. And so this new app will have Z-rated games, and Z-rated games are 18 plus, separated from the other games in the existing N64 app. It's going to be launching on November 30th with GoldenEye and Jet Force Gemini as the two games to start off. Now, of course, this is great commentary that Jesse led here as well. And so or maybe he just copy and pasted this. I think he may have copy and pasted this. If you're watching along, I've got the site up here right now, but this could actually lead the way to other Z or Z, just for Americans. I don't want to get you messed up there. Rated games to be included in the future, such as Perfect Dark or Conker's Bad Fur Day, which were never released in Japan. So that could be very, very interesting. Since GoldenEye has already been released here in the North America using the normal N64 app, there is no rating game specifically. So there is no separate app outside of Japan, just for the Japanese region as well. So very interesting. We'll see what ends up coming of that. I do wonder if, you know, right now it is just two games, right? Jet Force Gemini. And GoldenEye. And of course, that does sort of lead me to our next Interesting piece of information that did hit this week. Of course, again, this week is fairly slow or quiet here over on the front. But Jet Force Gemini has been announced to be coming to the Nintendo Switch expansion, an expansion pack here coming in December. Of course, that was a game from Rare, and it is expected to be hitting the N64 library in December, date yet to be determined. And that came from a tweet from Nintendo of America on November 22nd. Now, Jet Force Gemini, I know of it. I have heard of it, but I never, ever played it. And so I cannot tell you anything about it. But I will tell you that the amount of people that I saw online super excited about it, that's good enough for me. You know, awesome. You're getting something you like. Congratulations. Yay for you. I hope you love this. This is interesting. This is a Rare game. And interesting in that I wonder if we're going to get more Rare games to come to the Nintendo Switch Online. This definitely feels like for the N64, we are looking in that back catalog, right? We're definitely in the clearance bin, maybe. Now, again, so for some people, Jet Force Gemini may be the golden ticket, the thing they want the most. Congratulations. But it is not a game that when I think N64, this immediately comes to mind. I think Perfect Dark would have been a great one to have earlier if you could have. And, of course, that is a Rare game as well. Taking a big swig of water there. All right. So that is... all right. What else we got here on the news front? Let's see here. Ubisoft says Prince of Persia Sands of Time remake has passed an important milestone. I hope that milestone is that it is just about getting ready and on schedule to be released in January. I play Prince of Persia Sands of Time remake. Oh, no. Is this a Sands of Time remake? I played the Prince of Persia game. Oh, this is a remake. No, this is something different. I played the Prince of Persia game at PAX West, the one that's coming out in January of 2024, and I loved it. It was awesome. It was the first game I played, and I would highly, highly recommend that you play it when you can. It was awesome. I'm excited for it. That's going to be a great January. Let's see what else we got here. Borderlands 3 on the Switch has apparently received a significant update, and I shouldn't say apparently, it did. It's actually got a lot of performance patches in there. So if you were on Borderlands 3 for the Switch, there were a fair bit of opportunities for improvement. And so great to see this patch coming out. Not a big shock that when you see these sort of updates coming out to games like that, we typically see, and I think I said that in my first review, is, hey, give this game a couple of months. Let's see what patches come out. And that will be great as well. Speaking of amazing things and things that I enjoy doing, it is confirmed that Charles Martinet will be a special guest at Nintendo Live 2024. That is scheduled for January over in Tokyo. And I can tell you now that we are not going. We Nintendo dads are not going to Tokyo for it. Unless you want to pay us, or unless you want to support us at a brand new crazy Patreon level, which is $1,000 a month. But that is not happening. So, but exciting to see what happens there. I did have a conversation. If you go back to the Wayback Machine here in September, I did meet with Jim, and I can't remember Jim's last name. He was the vice president of consumer marketing at Nintendo. Got to sit down with him for a 15-minute interview while I was down at Seattle for Nintendo Live 2023. And I talked to him about, hey, you know, you just announced Tokyo for 2024. Are we coming back to the U.S. afterwards? He said he had no comment at that time. Of course, they were thick in the... in the mix of Nintendo Live, but I would love to see Nintendo Live back on North America as well. It was such a fantastic event. I'd love more people to get a chance to experience that here in North America. And I'm going to tell you, I'd love to go back as well. It was such a great time, such a great celebration of Nintendo. And so if you're in the Tokyo region, maybe you're planning a trip over there, man, I'd love to go to Tokyo myself. And you're there, hey, let us know. We'd love to hear more about it. Hey, do you remember that like crazy watermelon themed Suka game? Hey, it has now sold, I kid you not, over 4 million copies worldwide. And again, this is coming straight from MyNintendoNews.com. That is absolutely crazy. That is still an addiction over in my house. My wife and my daughters play it, and they challenge each other to high scores. And you can find that right now on the eShop. And it's like, I think it's like $4. $4. So you can't do wrong by that. Let's see what else we got here. All right. So those are kind of the big headlines from a news perspective. But hey, we, of course, know that this time of year is also the time of year where we get cyber deals. Nintendo goes to the eShop and says, we got some sweet sales and some sweet deals, and you should know about it. So, hey, I've got up right now the sales and deals section on my Nintendo, the store, and this is all the U.S. store I'm on. And I'm going to talk about some of these amazing deals that I think you should be aware of, because there are some awesome bangers out there for deals, and I would be remiss if I didn't tell you about it, because I think you should know. So, of course, we've got a couple things here. There is the cyber deals. Cyber deals are saving up to 50% off on select titles running from November 20th all the way to December 3rd at 11:59 Pacific time. Let's talk about some of these deals in there that just make sure you're aware of, because there are some games that maybe if you have not picked it up, you need to be doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Mario Odyssey is 33% off. Holy Dinah. Normally $60, now down to $40. Mom and Dad, maybe if you're getting ready to get the kids a Nintendo Switch for the holidays, maybe you've already done that. I might encourage you to go open it up, go over to Amazon or whomever, pick up a micro SD card, pop that bad boy in, head over to the eShop, put your credit card in, and I think you're going to find some great games. Stock up your kids' Nintendo Switches, if you're giving to them as gifts, before the day, get some new games on there, because guess what? And this is actually like a public service announcement. If you intend on buying your children a new video game console, before you give it to them, and I know this seems like the meanest thing ever, literally take it out of the box, turn it on, start it up, load the software, load the updates, do the whole nine yards, get it connected to the network, and maybe even though there's some games in there, pick up some games for them, have it preloaded, because we know that eShops typically around the holiday times, right around the Christmas date, they sometimes get attacked, right? They sometimes go down. So listen, man, it's amazing I got the new Nintendo Switch. Oh my gosh, I have no games to play. Of course, that's if you're using digital games. But $40 USD, not a bad thing there. Going to roll through some others. Fire Emblem Engage is on there as well. I'm not a huge Fire Emblem Engage fan, but there is a savings there. Red Dead Redemption just came to the Nintendo Switch on August 17th. This year is already 30% off. It is now $35 versus the $50 that was there as well. Live Alive is down to $35 as opposed to $50. Mario and Rabbids, Sparks of Hope. Do you remember this game, folks? Sparks of Hope came out October 22nd, 2022. It is 58% off. It is $25.15 off of $60. Are you for real right now? All right. Craziness. Do it. If you haven't picked it up already, do it. All right. There's a demo available. You can pick that up too, but man, do it out. Let's talk about, speaking of, oh man, this game, Luigi's Mansion 3. Do you know how many people slept on this game or missed it? Such a fantastic game. I love the Luigi's Mansion 3 on the Nintendo Switch. They have got not only the base game, they've also got the multiplayer pack set, 33% off and 32% off respectively. Let's move down to the next one. Oh my gosh, Kirby and the Forgotten Land. I'm going to be honest with you. Real honest moment here. This is making me want to pull the trigger. There are two games on the Nintendo Switch console life cycle so far that I want to add to my library because I missed them and I feel like, that I should have picked it up and I didn't. I was trying to be good. I was trying to be disciplined. I was trying to focus on what I have. But I'm going to tell you, Kirby and the Forgotten Land, that is on that list. I want to pick that game up. I actually want to pick up a physical copy of it. But right now, if you want to get it digitally, it's 30% off. It's $42 instead of being $60. Again, this is USD as well. The other game, by the way, is the Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition. That's on my list, too. A Tunic. Oh, man, I love Tunic. It's 30% off, down to $21. I'm going to scroll through here some more stuff. Lego Star Wars, a Skywalker Saga Deluxe, $21, regularly $70. Are you for real right now? For those of you that are not watching this live, my daughter literally just creeped into my office and went to grab headphones from me and scared the living bejeebus out of me. What do you want from me? Headphones? You couldn't have like tapped my shoulder or something instead of like creeping your hand in here? What is wrong with you? There's this. You need that. Go play Fortnite. Get out of here. Oh my gosh. Bye, Dad. Yeah, bye to you too. Just about gave me a heart attack.
All right. Link's Awakening, 30% off. Dark Souls Remastered, Cuphead and the Delicious Course, 28% off. Less than $20. That's an incredible game. You should think about that. Baldur's Gate and Baldur's Gate 2 Enhancement. Of course, Baldur's Gate 3 right now is a hot topic. So, but this is not Baldur's Gate 3 on the Switch. It is not that. Let's see what else we got here. Cowabunga Collection, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Regularly $40. It's on for 20. Can't go wrong with that. Let's see what else we got here. Ooh, Sifu. Sifu's been one that I saw. I've thought about it. They've had a lot of patches and updates. But the first trailer that I saw, I was like, that is dangerous. But hey, it's $20 right now, so you might be all right. Slay the Spire. I've heard nothing but great things about Slay the Spire. Regularly $25. Ladies and gentlemen, $8.74 USD. Are you kidding me? You're just giving stuff away. Just giving stuff away. You know what? Hey, here's one I'm going to recommend. Bayonetta Origins, Cerisa and the Lost Demon. A lot of people slept on this. This came out in late March this year. Listen, I'm not a huge Bayonetta fan. This is a beautifully illustrated or beautifully great graphic style, fantastic voiceover. I don't care much for the Bayonetta franchise, but this game was absolutely incredible, and I highly, highly recommend it. Demo is available as well. You should probably check that out. Let's see what else we got here. Speaking of Xenoblade Chronicles, oh my gosh, are you a Xeno baby? I'm talking to you, Sean Capri. All right, the whole driving network you got going on there. Well, all the Xenoblades. Well, hold on, except for three. I apologize. Xenoblade 2 and the expansion, and Xenoblade 2 Tora, and Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition, all 30% off. Man, there you go, 30% off. But I want Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition physical. This is a problem. I like my physical media. I know you're like, oh, but you're the cloud guy and Luna and Stadia. I do. I recognize that, but I still like physical collections, right? I'm going to tell you, like, if I can buy a game physically when it releases, I typically will. All right. So I'm looking for the definitive edition. I wish I could find that physically on sale also too, but I got to keep my eyes out for that one. Da-da-da, let's see what else we got. I'm going to keep scrolling through here. Keep scrolling. Of course, the Black Friday deal they also reminded us about is the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, which is out there. It includes the game, and it includes 3 months of NSO, and there's also the Super Mario Party bundle that includes Joy-Cons and the game. Nothing wrong with that at all. Let's head down to some more deals. Warner Brothers has got some deals. The Lego games, like Lego DC Super Villains. 85% off. Are you kidding me? It's $9, regularly $60. Star Wars looks great, by the way. All the Star Wars stuff looks fantastic. And all the little packets are on sale as well, too. So if you're looking for the Rebel character pack, as you're looking at that stuff as well. That's not right. Let's see what else we got going on here. Do. Mortal Kombat 11. Now I'm talking about 11. It is $10, regularly $50. All right. Let's see what else we got. I'm going to keep scrolling. I just want, if I see something that I think you should be aware of, that I think is a amazing deal, I want to make sure you're aware of it. That's all. I'm just going to keep scrolling through. Resident Evil Village on Cloud is 60% off for $15 or $16. I'm not going to tell you whether that's a great deal or not, but it's something. I'd be remiss if I didn't say that, like, Mega Man 11 is on for $10, regularly $30. Shinsky Into the Depths is 50% off. That was a big game that Tim really raved about. So that might be something to consider. Monster Hunter Rise plus the Sunbreak DLC or the Sunbreak packet. $30, $30 USD, regularly $60. Monster Hunter Rise was such a hit a couple of years ago. I know our community was all over it. And so that might be something to consider, you know, if you're into that kind of stuff. Jackbox Party Pack is having some deals as well. Aspire is having some deals. Let's see what we got here. Lots of Star Wars games, right? Star Wars game and Myth Force are on sale. So if you're into those things, that may be something to consider. Let's see what else we got here. Let's see what else. Activision Blizzard, what do they got here? They got some Spyro and Diablo 2. Diablo 2 is 67% off, $20. If you're looking for some kind of expansion bundles and Overwatch 2, they've got that for you. They got the Crash Team Racing bundle. Crash Team Racing's got a bundle as well there. And let's see here. Bethesda's got some deals. Doom and Wolfenstein. Wolfenstein 2, the new Colossus, $6 from $40. All right. So there is a ton of sales out there for you. Let's see if there's anything else here that really catches my eye. Folks, that is it. That is it. But like I said before, if you are looking for some sales, you're looking for some deals, now might be the time to go head over to the eShop, check out what they have got for you, because this is a great time to maybe take a moment and go to that. I don't know about you, like check your back catalog, see what you got. This is typically the season, right, as we move into the late part of November and into December, that the games begin to slow down a bit. They take like a 6 to 8 week hiatus. We start to spin them up again about mid-January, and then we're off like a rocket for the rest of the year. But right now, there's about a six to 8 week lull and a great opportunity for you to tackle your backlog, which is what I'm going to do, or add to that backlog, which is something I might also do. But I'm trying to be good this year. I really am. I'm trying to be focused on the games that I have, complete the games that I have. But man, when I see sales like this, oh boy. And some amazing Nintendo first party titles as well. And you know, hey, listen, real talk. You and I know those don't go on sale very often, right? You're 30% is a pretty good cut for Nintendo first party titles. So boy, oh boy, it's tough to not want to pull the trigger in a couple of those games. All right, folks. Well, let me just check. Let me just go through our run of show here. This is a little bit of how the sausage is made, right? Did I miss anything else? Upcoming releases. Jesse has a note. Upcoming releases, especially we have a video coming out about it. Oh, Jesse, thank you for telling me, reminding me this. What do I want to tell you is coming up on our channel? Actually, I'm going to tell you this. Speaking of videos in our channels, make sure you head over to YouTube because we put out a ton of video content. Almost every single day, we have a first look for some game that's coming out on the horizon or just came out thanks to an embargo lifting. So we try our due diligence. We've got a bunch of content creators behind the scenes. Thank you. Thank you so much for them that when codes come in, we are able to distribute that work and they are really prompt to get us content up as well. Earlier this week, we actually had the Pale Reach, which is DLC for Dredge. We got a first look at that as well. Or I shouldn't say as well, or it's up. You know what? Here, let me tell you. You know what? I'm going to. All right. Sausage is made. Let's jump back. I'm going to tell you right now what you should be aware of. So bear with me a second. All right. I don't want to like miss anyone's amazing hard work. So give me a second. I'm going to pull up our go into the Nintendo Dad's channel back end here. And I'm going to tell you right now what videos we got coming out here. All right. Manage videos. Bear with me one second. Everyone's like, this is a ridiculous stuff. But I just want to make sure that people are aware of some of the amazing content that we have coming up soon. I can literally hear my kids like arguing with each other right now. And it's sort of driving me nuts. I also just want to like close the door behind them so I can't hear them. I don't know. Maybe I'm a horrible parent that way. That's possible. Recently, we had Persona 5 Tactica that we got a first look on. Spells and Secrets, Worldless. Again, that Pale Dredge Pale Ridge starter information. Prison City, Colored Effect, Cats on Streets. By the time that you're listening to this, Steam World Build preview first look is going to be up as well. Toaster Ball we've got coming up as well. Well, Iron's Hot coming out soon as well. So we've got lots of content over on our YouTube channel. So if you can, man, I'd love for you to spend some time over there. Our team works really hard and that would be pretty fantastic to be able to do that. I also hit the wrong button, which was sort of embarrassing. Folks, that is it for our news. Like I said, it is a fairly slow news week. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to take an ad from our sponsor.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's definitely not the right bumper. 100% not the right. Hold on a second. My child has come back into the room as if she's asking for something. Well, I'm in the middle of recording a podcast that she's fully aware that I'm doing. Oh, what is it, dear?
Never mind.
What is it? Is there something? No. Now that I've literally taken off my headphones.
It's not connecting.
What's not connecting? Did you turn on the headset?
Yeah.
Really? Because the power's not on.
Very, very sorry, Dad.
No. Come on on camera. I want you to say that. I want you to say it nice and loud to the people who are literally listening to this audio podcast. What do you want to say?
Very sorry for interrupting.
Yeah, for sure. What are you playing, some Fortnite there?
Fortnite.
Yeah, okay. Hey, do you want to say, like, happy Thanksgiving? Because a lot of our fans are U.S. and they're celebrating Thanksgiving right now.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, what's your favorite Thanksgiving side?
Stuffing.
Stuffing, yeah. Mom's stuffing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Cool. You gonna go play some Fortnite with your friends?
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome. Awesome. Bye. Love you.
Hello.
Tell your friend I say hi.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Hello?
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 All right. There we go. Okay, so folks, let's... Oh. What? Because your microphone's muted. Come here. You see the red light? Oh, you're killing me here, child. Now try.
Very sorry, people.
Can she Hello? Hear you now?
Yep, she can hear me.
For the love of Pete.
Bye, Dad.
Bye. Oh, folks, this is what I have to deal with some days, you know? But, that's a little bit of behind this. So you asked me why I didn't bring any other co-hosts on today. This is why. My life is pure chaos today. All right, folks, let's talk about... I want to make sure we're still recording, okay? Let's talk about Manscaped. Of course, support Nintendo Dads is brought to you by Manscaped. And so, the introducing Mary Ballsmith, folks. Mary Ballsmith. From your friends over at Manscaped. The holidays are approaching, but what if I told you that the celebrations are starting a little bit early this year? It turns out the perfect gift does exist. And who else to bring it down your chimney than the leaders in below-the-waist grooming? Well, hey, folks, keep calm and let those balls jingle this season with Manscaped's brand new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra. Featuring the new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Watch all your wishes and mistletoe kisses come true. Look nice when you're getting naughty by going over to manscaped.com and use that promo code NINDADS, NINDADS, for 20% off and free shipping. Unwrap the gift of smoothness this season with Manscaped. Again, promo code NINDADS, NINDADS, for 20% off and free shipping. Now, I'm actually on the Manscaped page right now. I'm going to tell you this right now. Congratulations, it says here, Black Friday sale. They have a big Black Friday sale right now. 25% off the entire order plus free shipping applied at checkout. So if you're like, oh, 25% and I can use a promo code, that's not how that works, all right? That is not how that works. But you're going to head over to Manscaped and start getting in there, all right? They have got some amazing products. And again, I talked about the Performance Package 5.0, but they have some amazing other products as well to consider. And again, maybe you just want the Lawnmower 5.0. Hey, it's there for you. All right. Maybe you want the entire Performance Package Ultra. It's there for you. Maybe you're looking just for some beard hedge products. They have got that there. They have got the Beard Hedger Pro Kit as well. So listen, maybe you're like, I don't need to get my husband or spouse or whomever or myself. I don't need any below the belt grooming products. That's not okay. I don't believe in that. Well, do you believe in grooming your face? Because they've got that Beard Hedger Pro Kit for you as well. All right. Plus they have got the compact face shaver. They've got the Weed Whacker 2.0, which is those nose hairs and ear hairs. They have got basically every tool for any solution. Again, I said to you before, listen, if they did toothpaste and hair gel, I'd be covered by Manscaped head to toe. All right. So, hey, use that promo code, head over there, and big thanks to Manscaped for their continued support of the show. All right, let's jump into stuff. I guess that's what we're doing there. Okay, bear with me one second here, folks. I'm just gonna not sharing my screen anymore, so we're gonna move to that. Let's talk about what we have got going on over in the wonderful world of Nintendo Dads. I want to tell you about some of the special events that we have got going on. So as I'm saying this, you're like, why does he keep repeating himself? Because I'm stalling to move my documents around so I can visually see them. How the sausage is made, folks. I appreciate your patience. Hey, Discord community events, The Table, every third Friday of the month at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The community comes together around The Table, otherwise known as Discord voice channel, to discuss whatever's on everyone's mind. You want to join in? Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Subscribe to us via Patreon or Twitch to get access to our Discord and join in with a schwackload of events like The Table and Monthly Mayhem. Speaking of some of the other amazing content that comes out here in Nintendo Dads, Dads After Dark event, November, it is the Super Mario Wonder Weekly Wiggler Races and KO Arena. So make sure you check them out. In December, it is the second annual Presents After Dark. That's the Secret Santa bracket, folks. And of course, in January, speaking of brackets, Chubby's Bracket Round 2. Who got fat again? Who just stayed fat? This guy. And by the way, you can join in. So they're available for you as well. Retro Rewind this month, it is the Blastmaster Enemies Below on GB NSO. And of course, in the Seattle Aquarium, Animal Crossing New Horizon themed experiences from October 7th through December 31st. Speaking of other things that we're doing, hey, you want to be entered in for a draw for a Nintendo Shop $20 eShop? Here's all you got to do. Head over to whatever your podcast catcher of choice is and just leave a review by the end of November. You can say whatever. Justin is my favorite. That's probably the right thing to say to us. I promise you that. And also, we are getting to that time of year. Give us your top 10 games in either the hashtag top games 2023 Discord chat or emailed to nintendodads@gmail.com. Don't have 10 games. If you have less, we'll take whatever ranked list you have. And if you have more, we'll take your top 10 ranked list and count any additional games as honorable mentions that will score less than 10th place game, but more than the game isn't mentioned at all. And yeah, stuff like that. I don't know. I didn't write these notes, but there's lots going on in our community and we appreciate everyone who participates and is a part of that. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Formerly, we got Jesse's timeout. Let's see what Jesse's time. I'm going to press a button here.
Wobble Puffet. Wobble Buffet.
All right. Timeout time. Did you hear me rant with my kids? That's my timeout. All right. Seriously. I'm in the middle of a podcast. You just roll up here like nothing. And then you get up into this. All right. So there we go. Let's jump into what you've been playing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, people have known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors. Pineapple Daiquiri, Strawberry Margarita, Mango Mai Tai, and Passion Fruit Hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
That's the right bumper. All right, folks, I digress. What have I been playing? Quite simply, I've been playing two games I want to make you aware of. The first one is, of course, Super Mario RPG that came out last week. I am, I'm going to estimate, I think, about 4 to 5 hours into it, not to give too much of a spoiler alert, but I'm going to say it anyways. So if you, like, don't want to be spoiled on anything in Super Mario RPG, I'm going to just tell you what party members I have in my party, and that will give you a reference to potentially where I am. All right. So in 3, 2, 1, this is a spoiler zone. Okay. I just got Princess Peach to join my party. So I have Gino, Mallow, Mario, Bowser, and Princess Peach are all in my party. And I just beat up a cake. Yep, that's video games for you. That's video games. I have 3 stars, I think, maybe. So I feel like I'm definitely just a little under halfway there. This is my first experience with Super Mario RPG. Other than, like I said before, we did play it a little bit briefly on Retro Rewind when we did that a long, long time ago. You know what? It's funny. I find myself getting into traps of... I guess whatever modern JRPGs be categorized as now. So when there's a battle or a battle's about to happen and you're walking on the map and you see a character, I literally jump as if I'm going to jump on them. Right. Because when I play games of like Sea of Stars, when I jump on them, they actually take damage and that damage transfers over to when the actual fight takes place. That doesn't happen here. I don't know what that move is called. But I keep doing that as if I expect it to happen. It doesn't. I find it a very funny game. I find the writing quite good. I'm enjoying myself with it. So I'm going to finish off Mario RPG. I would recommend it. Definitely, like, you have to remember it is a byproduct of a time, which is this game came out in the early 90s. So, like, Mario's identity, a little bit of kind of like the characters, how they're being used sort of still feel a little bit forming, I guess, at times. And it was also funny. There's a character and I can't remember his name, but I remember seeing it. And I was like, why do they just not use Wario? Was Wario not a part of the Nintendo world at this point? And y'all know the character I'm thinking of. If you've played the game, you know, this is a dead ringer for Wario. This is the this is the GoBots. This is the Transformers versus GoBots version of Wario. This is a knockoff Wario. And y'all know exactly, like, if you played the game, if you know, you know, right? And you're that far into the game, you know. And I'm like, why do they just not use Wario? It just seems like such a weird, weird reference point that you wouldn't just use him. You're using Bowser. You're using Princess Peach. So what I did discover more of, and of course, having not played the game other than the Retro Rewind, not getting very far in it, like, I sort of understand why everyone like clamors for Gino. Like, he's awesome. That guy and Mallow's okay, but Gino is definitely the guy. He's the man, right? He's cool. Like, I would like to see a Gino amiibo. Like, that would be awesome. That would have been a great touch to release that. Nintendo, come on. Can you do something about that? You're not gonna, but I appreciate you listening to me. So yeah, I've been playing Mario RPG, which is great. I would recommend you play it. I have also been playing Dredge. And so big shout out, big thank you to the fine folks over at Team 17. They sent us a code for the Pale Reach that just came out last week for Dredge, which is a DLC, their second DLC for Dredge. Now, Dredge came out in late April or early May. Tim actually did a first look for us, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, it's interesting. I think I was too busy at the time, or just something else was going on. Tim was like, yeah, I'm on it. And so Tim took the lead on Dredge, which is great. And I've seen Dredge come up a couple times. I saw it, like, a lot of people talk about how awesome it is and, like, in their top games of 2023. And I was like, what, really? And I kept looking at it, and I was like, I don't know. And so when Dredge's Pale Reach came out, the team over at Team 17 actually reached out. They're like, hey, you know, here's the DLC, but do you need the base game also? And I was like, yes. Yes, I do. That would be great. Thank you. And so they were kind enough to send me a code for Dredge the base game. And I've been playing Dredge now for, I am probably like 2 to 3 hours into this thing. And I got to tell you, I am super enjoying it. It is awesome. Also, big thanks to Skinny Matt, who sent me like 5 paragraphs about why, how awesome Dredge is and how you should be playing it. And so I jumped right into playing it, and it's got that addiction hook that I like. And it's the same thing as like Moonlighter or Dave the Diver, which is you are a boat captain. You have to go out, you do tasks, you have to get fish, bring fish back, you sell fish. You use then the currency to buy, you know, better nets and upgrade your boat. And then you go and get other fish. But like, you can't fish too long or else like the night comes and the fog rolls in and everything gets like creepy and spooky. And there's these islands you have to travel to. And then it is such a cool like loop. And the art style is really dark and gloomy, but very cool and sinister. And there's like crazy sea creatures and monsters that appear. It is really, really cool. And as a bonus, it's on sale right now on the Nintendo Switch eShop. I think it's like 25% off. So I would highly recommend Dredge if you have not picked that game up. That is super, super cool. So yeah, those are the two games I've been playing right now. My intention here soon, I've got a couple games on the horizon for embargo probably soon that I'll be spending some time in once a code comes in. My intention here, I'm hoping for like the back half of November. We're just about done November. Like we're a week away. I can't believe it. Into December is to polish off and finish off some games that have been in my kind of backlog for the year. So I need to finish Sea of Stars. I need to finish Super Mario RPG, and I need to finish Mario Wonder. Those are the games I need to finish those. I really should also finish Metroid Prime Remastered, Bayonetta. I should really finish as well. Those are sort of games that have been sitting out there that I need to spend some time. I'd love to finish those games off prior to coming into our Game of the Year discussion. Have a really rich conversation, and I say that. But then it's like, oh, by the way, it's Fortnite OG map and they have a new map coming out soon. So let's see what happens there. I don't know. I'm playing some more Fortnite OG as well, I guess, on the OG maps. And yeah, they got me. I'm on like Battle Pass level 42 out of 50. So I'll probably finish off my Battle Pass before the big event next week. But I'm slowly, slowly getting there. So, all right. That's kind of what I've been playing, folks. Let's jump into the community spotlight.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
By the end of this ad, 2 people will be told they have cancer. Yes, every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. But by the end of this ad, you could do something about it with your donation. A gift of any amount to the American Cancer Society can help those facing cancer get free rides to care or a free place to stay closer to treatment. Donate today at cancer.org.
All right, I guess that's what I'm using there for bumper. All right. So let's jump into a bunch of people sent in some questions, and there are some Discord chats, and so I appreciate you just hanging out with these. So I'm going to answer these. Nathan says, hey, Justin, thanks for making content for us gluttonous Americans on this Thanksgiving holiday. Wish you and your family well. Thank you very much, Nathan. I appreciate that. I wish you well as also. I really enjoyed the kids loading the dishwasher rant from last week. I love it when the dads talk parenting. Can you think of a moment when you may or may not have been frustrated or raged about work responsibilities, and then your child in a humble voice says something to you to help bring you back to remember what matters? This one man performance you do on the American holidays is always edifying and inspiring. Ooh, ah, man. That's a great question, Nathan. Thank you for your positive feedback. I do appreciate that though. Great question. Nothing stands out of that like humbling moment, but I will say I'm at an age now where my daughters, they're 13 and 15, are happy to like push back and like really, you know, you're making assumptions and I didn't say that was happening. Or so they're able to vocalize those sort of things. I assume, you know, so parenting moment here, I assume worst intentions, right? So I will assume if I hear, you know, kicking or screaming or crying or arguing that typically my oldest one has started it. And that is a really bad assumption that I make. And so I will typically like be like, okay, so what did you do? And she's like, why is it that I did something? And it's kind of like, that's a good question. It's a great question. I don't know why I made that assumption. And so she's good to kind of check us a little bit. I think my youngest one also knows that she kind of gets away with murder sometimes. So I think she kind of plays that card and so I think she knows some of those dynamics. So I have to kind of be a little bit more, checked, I think. So that happens sometimes. Yeah, I don't know if that helps at all, actually, to be completely honest. I don't know if that's what you're looking for, Nathan. But yeah, I think as parents, I think in general, I think, man, I definitely feel like as a parent, I fail a lot. If I'm just being like legit honest in this moment, I feel like anytime that I feel like I've got it right or I'm doing really well, like it just step the wrong way and you feel like you failed. And I think we as parents, and as people put so much weight on those individual moments, right? Like, man, I've had a couple really bad days with the kids and it's been frustrating and challenging and hard, man. I am failing as a parent. And, you know, you kind of take a perspective, take three steps back and you're like, yeah, this is just a couple days, right? Rest of the time, I feel like I'm doing all right. You know, so I don't know. I don't know if that helps at all. And someone's probably like, whoa, this got really deep and heavy fast. I don't know. So just like, I think as a parent, minding yourself a little bit, like checking your own perspective. I mean, I think our job is to raise kids that are good, functioning, caring, level-headed members of society. And I know that sounds like the most broad brush statement ever, but I think that's sort of our job, right? Is like, man, I hope that when you leave this house and you are blessed, you're an adult and you're making decisions, and I have given you the experiences and the tools and in our life together and in our coaching together and in our family together, that you can be successful. And not successful like, man, I'm never going to fail, but like successful of like, when you do fail, you know what to do. Or when you do fail and you don't know what to do, you have the right safety net to come back and say, hey, mom, hey, dad, I'm struggling here. I'm having some difficulties, right? I think it's really easy. And I was having a conversation with my daughter today of like, I do not want to be a parent that you only share your successes with me, right? I don't want to be a parent that you only share your successes and your celebrations with me. I appreciate those things and I want to honor you and I want to celebrate with you in those things. I think those are amazing, but that's not life, right? We are not always winning in life. There are times where you are struggling and there are times where you have failed and you have fallen down and you are having difficulties. And I want as a parent to have created an environment where my daughters can come to me and my wife and say, hey dad, I'm struggling. Right? I'm having difficulties. I'm failed on this exam. I'm really upset that this happened and I don't know how to express it, but I just need to have a conversation about it. That's what I want. Right? I want to be able to create an environment and foster an environment where that's development, that's growth, right? Because I think that's our job as parents is like, hey, life will not be perfect. There are things that you do not see ahead of you that are going to hurt you at any point in your life. I promise you that. And so if we are not sharing in the hurt, if we are like that, like these are the people that you can fall into and be safe with and to just love you regardless of who you are and to just be there for you. And so I think that's, this is so much deeper. And I'm so like, I'm sure a bunch of you are like, this conversation went way deeper than it should have. I apologize. Just kind of on my heart right now as I'm thinking about this response, right? And I think, like, again, our job is to prepare our children, right? It is to prepare them to be functional members of society, to be kind to people, to pour into people, to love people, to be respectful, to be adventurous, to be bold, to say yes to ideas, right? To stand up for what is right and what is wrong, or sorry, stand up for what's right and stand against what's wrong, to help others, to explore the world. Yeah, I think that's our job. Right. And so there are days where I feel like, man, we're doing well on that. And there are other days that, like, boy, I don't feel like I'm doing great. Someone said to me once, man, if you're hitting 60%, at least you're doing better than, you know, 50. And I was like, all right, fair enough. I guess that's a good way to look at it. I think there's so much that we as individuals, as parents, learn from our own children, right? As we go through this journey. And yeah, it's tough, right? Every season's different too. Like, my kids right now are 13 and 15, right? And you know, obviously I'm busting my youngest is, you know, busting her butt there about coming here and interrupting the show and playing Fortnite and having conversations. But they're so uniquely different too, right? And so I don't know what that means. I don't know where we are with that conversation, but parenting is hard. And I don't know, for anyone that needs to hear this, just, it's hard. I know it's hard. I see you. I hear you. It is your job. It is your job, right? And it is a privilege and an honor to do this job. So I know it sucks sometimes. I get it. 100% I get it. And I do not know all of your problems. I do not know them. But I can only imagine some of them. And so I just want to encourage you with that. This feels like a talk show, almost like, and now we're going to head over to weather and see how it is. Good night from Seattle. So I apologize. That went way too deep and way too far, I'm sure. All right. Dwayne's Games. He says, you guys discussed this on a recent episode. I would not have nominated Mario Wonder or Resident Evil 4 for Game of the Year. Okay, interesting, Dwayne. I appreciate you there. I would have nominated Diablo 4 for the for Game of the Year and the best RPG or best action game. Interesting. You know, it is interesting there, Dwayne. Yeah, Diablo 4 is another one that, and I thought about it actually after thinking of the podcast. I think Diablo 4 was a game that could have fell in that spot. I also think Final Fantasy 16 was also a big hitter this year as well. So, and of course, Star Wars Survivor. I think any of them could have fallen in that spot as well. I would have, you also said here, I would have nominated Octopath Traveler 2 for best RPG. Ooh. Yeah, I mean, this is sort of the problem, right? It's a little bit of recency bias in some ways. Now, I'm going to argue Resident Evil 4 was, when was that? Maybe not as far back. But if you look at, like, Mario Wonder and Spider-Man and Baldur's Gate 3 and Alan Wake. P.S. Guess when all those games were released? August, September, October. Right? So there is a high recency bias for what we just recently completed. So I think, and of course, Tears of the Kingdom, I think Tears of the Kingdom was kind of the exception, which is that was May, but it was such a pinnacle game. And that's the other part. Like Diablo 4 came out shortly after Tears of the Kingdom. So they were sort of battling for some of that mind space and conversation as well. So what are my thoughts on these points? Nothing wrong with them, Dwayne. I love everyone's opinions, right? I'm not going to tell you you're wrong, although you completely are. No, I'm just kidding. Am I? I don't know. Maybe. Are you right? I don't know. Maybe. But yeah, I love different opinions. This is cool. Good thoughts. But yeah, I agree with you. Diablo 4 could have definitely gone in there as well. Question from Discord. Darth Platypus says, when will they put Mario curling out? Darth Platypus here, asking the tough questions, asking the tough questions. I see you. I respect you. I think that'd be a great question. I would love to see Mario curling. A little toque with a little, like, pom-pom on the top, Right? I'd love to see a curling game. That'd be amazing. I don't curl, but I mean, it's Canada. Of course, it's curling. I'd love to see that. Mecca asks, what are your favorite toppings on poutine? Mecca, I'm going to be really honest with you. I am a traditionalist in regards to my poutine. So it is fries, curds, cheese curds, and gravy. If you can do that well, boom. I don't need anything else. And I have had other poutines that are a little bit like, you know, here's some smoked meat and here's some bacon and here's some sausage. And you're like, why are we doing more? Poutine is just solid the way it is. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, there is a, and I'm going to pull it up right here. I'm going to tell you what my favorite poutine is. There is a place in Canmore, Alberta called Chez Francois. I kid you not. Chez Francois. It is a French restaurant. Bonjour, French restaurant. In Canmore, and we typically, every time we're out in the Banff and Canmore region, which is where we're going this weekend, we'll stop by Chez Francois for some dinner, or actually more specifically for breakfast, because they do an incredible breakfast. And I'm loading the screen right now and it's not loading, but they have a breakfast poutine, and it is like potato wedges. Got me there. Loving some good potato wedges. And it has got some cheese curds. All right, I'm going to go to the menu right now. Our menu. Hold on a second here. Let's go to our menu. Breakfast menu. Where is it? Egg dishes. Mountaineer. Give me a second here. I'm finding it right now. Poutine. Here we go. So listen, I'm going to pull up my screen here. I'm going to share my screen. Now, this is not the breakfast poutine, I'm going to tell you this right now. So this is a classic poutine. Hand-cut fries, cheese curds, and gravy. Love it. They have a chicken poutine, which is bell peppers, onions, cheese curds, and gravy. Like, why are we doing more? We don't need to do that. Smoked meat, Montreal smoked meat poutine, which is Montreal smoked meat, cheese curds, fries, and gravy. So there's the meat curds on top of it. Where is the breakfast poutine? Hold on a second here. I'm going to get you this because this is a game changer. I don't need to know our team. I just need to know the menu. And like now I'm really getting hungry. I'm not going to lie to you right now. Let's go. I think it was like an Eggs Benedict poutine. I think they called it. Oh, where is it? There's a PDF I have to download. Oh my gosh, you're killing me here. This thing is like unbelievably good. How do we just keep doing more of that? Here it is. Breakfast Benny poutine. Oh, listen to this. One soft poached egg topped with holiday sauce, homemade fries, Quebec cheese curds, gravy, and your choice of back bacon or Montreal smoked meat. So two things that I love: Eggs Benedict and poutine. And yes, both of those things will inevitably kill me. But I'm going to tell you right now, they are delicious. So that is my like favorite way to do poutine. I am literally salivating right now at this. Oh my gosh. And now I'm excited. Listen, if we end up going there for breakfast, I'll send photos on our Twitter account. All right. Oh, it sounds so good right now. Sounds so good. But under normal circumstances, Mecca, I am very much a traditionalist in regards to my poutine. Yeah. Actually, speaking of poutine, because apparently this is the poutine channel right now, Just Bruce says, have you had any good poutine lately? Just Bruce being Bruce. Have I had any good poutine lately? I'm going to be honest with you. I still think the Costco poutine here in Lethbridge is probably the best. And I was going to stop for some Costco poutine today. I was actually going to do this episode while eating some poutine because I felt it was very on brand, but my day got away from me here. And so, man, I think I should have some poutine tomorrow. I think that sounds good. But yeah, there you go. So that's my recent one. Rizzle 29 with the massive success of the Switch. With the massive success of the Switch, it will be very hard to repeat the success with the Switch 2. If you were to run Nintendo, if I was running a Nintendo, what would you do to be your transition strategy? Rizzle, thank you, man. This is great. I love this question. It's a little bit of business, Justin. This is a little bit of if we ran Nintendo. And for those of you that don't remember, the If We Ran Nintendo show was a long time show, a long, long time ago with our good friend Bobby Pauls and Sean Capri, which was they would take hypothetical scenarios like this and run it down for some ideas. And I used to be a guest on there quite frequently. And I loved that idea. I know, Rizzle, this sounds like absolutely crazy, but I really just want them for that transition to be. Here is the Switch 2. Like, I want it to be that clean and understandable, because I think you have people bought in on the form size of it. You have people bought into the accessibleness of it, what it does being both a home console and a portable console. You have such a high installation base for games. You already have such a strong back catalog. Like, you need to just basically show, like, this is the, you know, like, it's very much the Apple model is sort of the way I see it. Like, this is the iPad. This is the iPad next generation. This is the Switch. This is the Switch next generation. And inevitably, the Switch next generation is going to be the main Switch as we slowly move everything away. And that's kind of how I would do it, because you want to make that a smooth, easy, and you want to make sure everything is backwards compatible. Right. So I think, you know, when you looked at the Wii to the Wii U, it wasn't really clear that it was a continuation. And yes, I understand the Wii and the Wii U, like a letter was literally it, but the form factor was different, right? All of a sudden there's this gamepad. All of a sudden it's a different color. All of a sudden there's no longer the motion controls. Like, other than having the letter U, you would not know that was like the next step iteration of it. And so I think that Nintendo needs to be as crystal clear as possible that this is the cleanest, like, so this is like, just put 2 on the box, or XL or Super, I don't care, whatever you want to call it. Super Switch, Super XL Switch, whatever, Switch 2, doesn't matter. The Nintendo, it doesn't matter. Actually, I probably wouldn't say the Nintendo. I'd keep Switch still in the title very clearly. But it's got to be like the same form factor. Everything needs to look very, very identical so that transition is seamless. The iPad to the iPad next generation, guess what? They all look the same, but there's a slight tweak, right? What's the difference between them? Oh, the camera is better. The processor is better. It's okay. So the Switch 2, the processor is better. It plays Switch 2 specific games, but all your other library back is usable. The Joy-Cons are new and improved Joy-Cons, you know, Joy-Con XL. But by the way, your other old Joy-Cons still work with it. Oh, by the way, your other dock still works with it. By the way, your old Pro Controller still works with it. I think that's how they have to transition. They have to make it seem like there is nothing fundamentally different than what they have. People don't want to start new. People want a system that goes with them. And Nintendo needs to create a digital infrastructure that allows them to do that, but also that they understand the system and how it moves, right? And I think that's really what Nintendo's transition needs to occur. So I'm going to be fascinated by how they do that. Great question, though. Beer Cerveza asks, do you think there is a new Zelda game in development that will be released in tandem with the upcoming live action movie? If so, do you think that will be a remake or a whole new game? Great question there. I mean, the moment that they finish Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom, they're instantly working on the next Zelda game. What is it going to be? Not a clue. Is it going to be tied into the upcoming movie? I highly doubt it. I think that becomes too difficult. I think tying a video game into a movie release becomes like the multimedia headache around. I mean, okay, here's a great example. Remember how Pokemon came out a couple of years ago, super broken? Well, it's because the machine around Pokemon required that it be released out on a specific time, regardless of the quality, to ensure that it keeps up with the toys, the TV show, the plushies, the cards, all those things. The more outputs and media you establish around an idea, the cog becomes too big. And I don't I think Nintendo very much sees these as separate things. This is our movie division. This is our video game division. And the thing that matches between them is some resources and Shigeru Miyamoto. But other than that, we are not tying these things together. And I think the other part of it is that then Miyamoto's influence on the Zelda franchise would be so much other the movie, because we know he's actively involved there, would then be potentially disturbing the vision of the executive or the directors of the new franchise for Zelda as well. So I think it's I don't think it's going to be tied together, but that's a great question though. So but I do think the next one is probably going to be I think we will see another Zelda game in the next coming years. I think it will be a remake, and I think it will be one of the older games that's currently out there. Maybe it's Oracle of Seasons or something like that, or Zelda 2. I think they would definitely do a remake of something, but I think the next big mainline Zelda game, the new one, do not believe will be tied into a movie. Throwing back some more water there, folks. Bear Bear Cerveza asks also, what are your must-watch holiday movies? Are there any that you refuse to watch before Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? That's a great question. Yeah, I don't think we have any that like we can't watch before a specific time. But I would say our musts are the movie Elf. That's a huge family favorite here. I do like watching The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I would say actually that's more of a... The movie's not bad. Like, that's one we'll definitely watch. Home Alone we'll definitely watch. I think those are sort of like the major ones with my family. There's no other ones that are too massive. I will say every Christmas Eve before the kids go to bed, I will bring out How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Dr. Seuss book. And I will read that to the kids. And they don't care anymore. But it's really for me. But that's part of, you know, they've got their pajamas from under the Christmas tree and they're getting ready. And that's sort of there. That's sort of important to me. I don't know. It's holding on to that memory and that moment. Yeah. But no, there's definitely no other ones. But yeah, thanks for asking that. Solo asks, holidays always bring good food and drinks. What are your top five brands of beers that you enjoy? Ooh, Solo asking a good question there. I don't know if I'd say I have top five during the holiday seasons, but I will just say my top five like drinks. I can give you those. And maybe I'll just kind of say where we are in the season for potentially where they're going to be drank, if that's makes sense. I do, you know, the Irish in me, I do like a Guinness. I do like a good Guinness. I can drink Guinness probably any time of the year round, except it can't be super hot outside. So usually right around now, pint of Guinness is pretty good. I do like that. I think keeping with the Irish theme, Bulmers is an Irish cider, which is absolutely delicious. I love that. And so that's very on a hot day, kind of outside drinking some cider is a fan of that one for sure. What else? From a Canadian perspective, Alexander Keats. So I'm going to start to like localize a little bit here. Alexander Keats is one of my kind of go-tos here in Canada. It's a good IPA. So I do like that one's an East Coast IPA. And then if I was to localize a little bit more closely into the Alberta region, I would say there's a great brewery out in Medicine Hat called the Medicine Hat Brewery Company. How simple. But they do this wonderful creamsicle beer. Ho, ho, ho. You know, like the creamsicle popsicle tastes exactly like it. And so you can drink a lot of them and just taste like creamsicle and be flat on your arse. But it's quite good. I very, very much enjoy that. And then if I was to even localize to a little bit of into Lethbridge itself, there's a great place called... I just drew a blank on the pub in or the brewery in Lethbridge that I really enjoy. Oh my gosh. Let me just give me a second here. I can't believe my brain just did this to me. Lethbridge Brewery. Lethbridge Breweries. Spectrum. There it is. Spectrum Ale Works. Oh my gosh. It's up by the rugby club too. I don't know why my brain was just, it could not have gone worse for me there, folks. They have this fantastic beer known as Stifler's Mom. Yep. That's right. Stifler's Mom. And it's a nice kind of, pale, IPA. And it is good. It is a good beer. I do like that. So I don't discriminate. I will say that about a lot of beers. I'm pretty happy to drink all kinds of beers. As a matter of fact, when I tour somewhere, I love to do brewery tours. I love to, you know, have flights of beers and try different ones. I'll tell you, like, my, like, I don't really care much for is a heavy, heavy dark stout. And I know you might be like, oh, isn't that what Guinness is? But like a dark, heavy stout, I'm not a big fan of it. Anything that's way too super, super hoppy, like if you're just, like, if the hops are just killing the flavor, I'm not a big fan of that either. Don't mind a good Radler where it comes out as well. Not upset by that. Good Pilsner. I'm trying to think what do I like for American beer. Again, I'd say it's challenging too, because I think like when I go to a pub when I'm traveling abroad or anywhere, I am not like, I'll have a Coors Light, right? I'm not that guy, right? I will definitely have a microbrewery flavor. I'll have something like, what's local? Who do you got local? Okay, I'll have that. I'm not going to have your Coors Light or your Budweiser or any of that kind of stuff. So like the mainstream ones, and I would probably argue, if anyone's like listening to this, you may be like, isn't Guinness sort of mainstream to Ireland? Yeah, I hear you. All right. But it's my answer. I can do whatever I want. And then you might be like, Alexander Keith, that's kind of a big one in Canada. Yeah, it is. I hear you. But it's not, it's not quite as big as Kokanee or Canadian. But it's up there, but it's a good beer. I do like it. I liked it before it was cool. That says no one ever, right? Also, I don't know why I like that my accent, eh? That's not right, guys. Come on. That's not a good beer. I don't know what voice. It almost sounds like it's the Bears. But yeah, there's some great breweries around here. I do love just, you know, it makes me also sound like I have a drinking problem, which I don't. But I do enjoy, like, hey, let's drink responsibly and let's do a brewery, a pub tour or a pub crawl. Or, hey, you know, there's in Alberta, there's this Ale Trail Highway along Highway Number 3. And there are 7 brewery companies that you can hit from Medicine Hat all the way out to Crow's Nest Pass. And like that sounds like an awesome day, right? Like, let's get a designated driver. Let's all file into a van and, you know, you go to the brewery, you have a, you know, a bit of an appetizer or something like that, have a couple pints or a couple of flights to testers or whatever. And then you drive to somewhere else. And again, of course, with a DD to do that all. So there is no drinking driving, but man, that sounds awesome, right? That sounds like a great time. So, hopefully that has helped, Solo. That's a lot of beer talk here. Folks, we are an hour and 15 minutes in this episode. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, thanks for being here. I think we're just about done. I got no more questions. That's it. Yeah, that is it. Hopefully you've enjoyed this time together. Thank you for being here. I know that, hey, listen, it was funny. I got thinking about like the American Thanksgiving, and then maybe this is like the Justin gets deep again, but I just want to say thank you. Right. We are so thankful. I don't think we say it enough. We as the Nintendo Dads community are just so thankful for you to be a part of this community, for you to be an active member, for you to listen to the show, whether you're just casually listening or whether you're every single week, whether you're participating in our Patreon or our Discord, or whether you're in the chats every time, or whether you're in our Twitter, like whatever that means to you. I just want to say thank you. You have lots of other places to spend your time and energy, and the fact that you are spending some of that with us, man, I'm just really grateful for that. So thank you. I'm thankful for the amazing community that makes and helps us go, right? Again, we're celebrating coming up to almost 10 years here, right? 1 year. We are literally 12 months away from our 10-year anniversary, 500 episodes. That's pretty special. That is pretty, pretty incredible. We are so in this community, this opportunity, this podcast has provided some amazing opportunities and things that I'm incredibly thankful for. I've experienced some amazing things that I never got an opportunity. I would have never thought I had an opportunity to do, but that's, so I'm just thankful for that. I'm thankful for some amazing hosts. I'm thankful for Jesse. I'm thankful for Marty and Tim and just the work that they do behind the scenes and the effort that they put into it. just thankful for our spouses and our families who support us in this crazy adventure of weirdness that are like, so you're just going to hang out with strangers on the internet and talk about Nintendo stuff and randomly meet up. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Like it's pretty incredible. And it also takes away from our time with them. And so I'm so thankful for those things. So, yeah, I guess I just want to encourage you. I just want to encourage you. If you haven't had an opportunity to say thank you to someone, go say thank you to someone, right? It's people are pretty important and pretty special. And so we're just so thankful for everything we have here. All right, I'm going to start closing out the show and hit the outro music. Wait for it. All right, there it is. Hey, folks, huge thanks to all of our amazing Patreon producers. That's Dave Ernsberg, Jack Lemira, RJ Kern, and over 80-plus Patreon supporters. Thank you. Of course, next, a big thank you to our 16 Twitch subscribers. That is with our over 1,423 Twitch followers. And a big shout-out to our 7,147 YouTube subscribers. Thank you. We would literally not be here if it were not for you, and so we are so thankful for that. If you want to find out more information about Nintendo Dads and be up to date on everything that we do, I encourage you to head over to nintendodads.org, and that's where you can find our podcast feed for our show as well as all the other Nintendo.